Anything new in terms of skin-sparing mastectomy?
We just reported a huge series at Southern Surgical, and it continues to be true that it appears to produce superb results cosmetically, and it does not have a higher failure rate. I think we learned two things from that study, though. If there is a close superficial margin, and we only had about 13 such patients, but we had about 5 failures in that group. These are usually women who have generous breasts, are young, and have almost no subcutaneous tissue. And I would today radiate those women if we have a margin that's positive superficially. You can't re-excise it unless you want to convert them to removing the skin. And it's always problematic as to exactly where it was anyway in that circumstance. So I would radiate those women today, particularly the young ones. It was the young women with a positive anterior margin that were a problem.
Can you talk about what your technique is and caveats about the procedure?
My technique is a circumareolar incision fully around the areola and then a full mastectomy plus or minus axillary dissection done through that. If the breast is very stiff, you sometimes need to tee that out with about a 2-centimeter racket handle to deliver the specimen, which is very frustrating after you've labored so carefully to not enlarge the incision, and then finally at the end you have to do it to deliver it. But usually you can deliver it through a circumareolar incision. It's dilatable enough after you do the incision. No special techniques other than just being careful to maintain the plane. There's a little white superficial fascia that is mostly present as a guide. There are areas where you won't find it or it seems to be absent. But if you follow that, you'll have subcutaneous tissue above, and the breast is all nicely contained within that.